Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene, like crazy people. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, we have two very special guests. I'll let you guess. Took too long. We have the very awesome Matt Storrs.
Hello, how are you?
And just as awesome, Hattie Jean Hayes.
Hi, thank you for having us.
How are you guys?
Good.
I'm doing well.
Full of the cheese that you've provided. So, you know.
It's delicious cheese.
It's inside your stomach.
For the listener, we had cheese.
It's right here.
Yeah.
You want to just toss me a chunk and I'll just palm it?
See it like an orange. It'll be good.
Can I grab? Okay. Well, I need to cut
Surprise
it, I think.
Surprise me. No, you don't need to cut it.
No, just literally give her the hunk of cheese.
Just make it for great audio.
Okay, I'm cutting the cheese now.
Okay, and I'm giving you a cracker, too. Hold the microphone up to the cheese as you cut it.
It looks kind of like an apple slice.
Thank you.
So that's fancy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's geometric.
It's a pyramid shape, right?
Yes.
Kind of.
It's
I don't know.
Half of a cone.
It's a nice size, isosceles pyramid.
I'm going to put this wax from the cheese on my leg and let it melt. I'm going to forget about it.
Good luck.
Did you just shove a piece of cheese up your skirt?
It's just wax. She just shoved wax up her skirt.
You can't eat that because I ate that.
I'm sure you're probably the red one?
I shoved it in my mouth and I swallowed it.
You can eat
it.
The wax. It's fine.
Okay. Most of the time.
All right.
Yeah.
But like, don't.
When it has glass in it, don't eat it.
Okay.
There's some wax with glass.
It's glass.
Glass wax.
Yeah, don't eat glass. If you learn anything from this podcast, don't eat glass.
Yeah.
All right, that's a wrap. Thanks, guys. Great.
Thank you, guys. Have a beautiful night. All right, so we always like to start with our guest, history of the Golden Girls. Hattie, would you, like, how has Golden Girls shaped your life thus far?
Well, I have a confession. This is the first episode of Golden Girls I've ever seen. So,
has not shaped your life.
No.
Okay.
But, because in high school I very much dressed like an old woman, people will always be like, you could totally be like in a modern day, the Golden Girls, where they're not old and they just dress like you dress because you dress weird.
That's what they told you?
Yeah. And I was like, well, thank you. That's very sweet, everyone.
But you knew who they were.
Right,
you're like,
yeah.
I know.
I didn't live under a rock. I just lived in Missouri.
Yeah. You're like, Golden Girls? What?
What? Is that the Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
Which is the one with Stars Hollow. I haven't seen that either. Pretty much, have I ever watched anything? Have I like only seen Friends? What? Am I just like a trashy culturalist freak? Probably.
Is that what you like asked yourself?
Yeah.
Like as walking down the hallways of high school?
And also the hallways of Genevieve's house.
Of Genevieve's house. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which is high school.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
This it's very is similar. Like,
yeah, we're sophomores in this road of Golden Girls nest. Yeah. Second year.
And I'm fresh meat. This is just like my first day of freshman year because I'm wearing a Hello Kitty shirt and red knee-high boots and my hair is kind of feathery today. So yeah, it's just like freshman of high school Hattie.
Welcome to high school. Golden Girls High School.
Wow, that sounds like a great...
that's a great spinoff, like a cartoon of the Golden Girls.
I was going to say Game Boy Advance.
Golden Girls High School. Golden Girls High School.
Sex and the City got like a prequel. Like,
yeah.
The
Blanche Diaries, maybe.
Yeah.
But it would be a Game Boy Advance game, I think. You'd have to have that.
The what?
It would have to be a Game Boy Advance game.
Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah, and you like play fashion games, but like, and like you try to flirt with your crush.
Golden Girls Game Boy Advance Diaries
game, like, yeah, exactly.
High school.
We're on the same page.
yeah. For some reason, the Golden Girls prequel is set in the future.
Yeah.
Or it was just a Game Boy Advance game.
We'll be fine.
We're in the year 2072.
The graphics aren't good enough to display our continuity errors.
Game Boy Advance. And Matt Storrs.
Hello.
It's been a while. Refresh me what your Golden Girls background.
Well,
Did we ask him?
You probably did.
Matt Storrs was our first guest.
Ever.
Yes.
Repeat what you said word for word. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, since then.
We're gonna play the other clip right afterwards.
Okay.
And try to make sure you get it right.
Okay, well, I mean, it's changed since then. I didn't at that point, I did not have a lot of background with the Golden Girls, but you know, since being on this podcast, it's changed me.
Really?
I've seen several more Golden Girls episodes. I had a Google alert for a while about the Golden Girls, which just, you know, returned a lot of memes. But you know, it's been good. You know, I've determined, you know, which Golden Girl I probably would be,
and that is
Rose. Nice. I think I'm a Rose.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I imagine you, not a Rose. I imagine you more of like a Dorothy.
See myself as a mixture of Dorothy and Rose, but you know, and in terms of like my day-to-day just lack of understanding of the things going on around me, I feel like Rose. But then like in terms of, you know, when I'm really in my element, when I have a portfolio or a clipboard,
like clipboard is inside of your portfolio.
Right.
Because I think that's what you have.
Yes, I do have one of those. So when I have that, it's that just...
That's a Dorothy day.
That's a Dorothy day.
Yeah, that's my spine straightens up. I gain 3 or 4 inches.
Right.
And, you know, it's good.
I feel the same way. Yeah, kind of like United States of Terra, where the certain personalities benefit you. Have you guys seen that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you turn into the Golden Girl that best suits the situation.
Yeah. You're adaptable.
Yeah, adaptable. Exactly.
I would love to see a Golden Girls version of United States of Terra, where somebody just turns into a different Golden Girl.
Like,
which one are you today, Tara? Yep. Like, I'm Sophia. I'm going to go to Epcot, you know?
I'm Sophia every day. One episode and I already know. Like, oh, yep, it's me.
Nice. I'm glad you can identify right away which Golden Girl you are.
I've, as I've said before, I'm a Rose Sophia hybrid. I think part of it is
like
that
a car.
I pretty much always want to have my purse with me. So
yeah, you always have your purse. I have my purse always.
I don't have my purse with me right now, and I feel kind of naked.
Do you want to hold mine?
I do. Thank you.
There you go.
That's good. I like how comforting you
were.
You
were driving with your purse on your lap the other day.
That was
down
brief
from Prescott. And... I swear, she's like, it was amazing.
It was a brief moment. And it was not a proud moment.
I'm just kidding. I won't make you hold that like raggedy thing. Okay. All right. So as we do with every episode. Oh, first I'll introduce the episode. We're in season 3 now. Yeah. Time has passed, man.
Almost in season 4.
I could see it on their faces, specifically Sophia's face. She seemed like she had, you know, seen some more men.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like she had really gotten into her element
like Obama, like at the beginning of his term, and then
she's gone through some hard relationships.
Sophia had to do a lot of speeches about mass shootings.
Yeah.
In the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
And it's really taken its toll.
Had to deal with Syria.
Yeah. Poor Sophia.
Yeah,
she's really, you know, I mean, she's really holding up. Right. Considering what she's going through, and has a lot of grace and dignity under pressure. So
not a lot of people are saying that nowadays.
Yeah.
And so season 3, episode 23, and it's titled Mixed Blessings.
The mixed is...
Are you gonna spoil it right now?
We're gonna spoil a little bit in just a second. And the original air date was March 19th, 1988. And Genevieve, as we do with every episode, is going to give us a brief synopsis summary of what we watched for the listener who did not watch it.
Okay. Well, Dorothy's son, Michael, as you might remember from season 2, the jazz saxophonist, is in town for a surprise visit. Turns out he's getting married, but she's black. And 20 years older than he is. And also a skunk. and Rose and Blanche decide to start a fitness and beauty routine. And trouble ensues.
trouble definitely ensues.
Doesn't it always find a way to ensue?
An insensitivity really ensues. That's yeah. really what ensues.
That's what happens. This is the bigot episode of the Golden Girls. Yeah. And we thought we had one before, but no. This one takes the cake.
Yeah,
no.
You get racism. You get ageism.
Ageism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like... body shaming. Body shaming.
Yeah, body shaming.
Let's not forget about the blackface.
Yeah.
There's extended blackface.
it's like non-apologetic blackface too. It's like it's like, oh, okay. Hey, you're in blackface. It's a beauty regime. That's fine.
You said regime instead of regiment.
Regiment?
Regime is like a dictator.
That's a good point. I do that sometimes.
I just thought I'd laugh at you publicly on this recording. Yeah, yeah.
It could be a beauty regime.
That would they be...
Could,
if
you
I
don't
had
know
a...
what they're up to.
Well, it did seem like... You know, Blanche was very
forceful.
Very forceful at the beginning of the episode with all the exercising.
It was a regime of her... wanting them to fuck, I think.
Yeah.
I think she was turned on by it. I think she wanted to see it. I think she wanted to, like, be in blackface so maybe she can feel accepted and
there
join in.
There were hot
in.
Towels involved. Incidentally, beauty regime would be a really good, like, eyeshadow brand.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see that. Yeah.
All right, so the first scene starts with Blanche running into the house and she's like panting and they're she sort of kicked Rose's ass in this run because Rose lags behind
a lot.
Yeah,
several seconds.
Yeah, but
they're both wearing sweatsuits and like 85 degree Miami like late springtime weather,
right? It's weird, and it's weird because they all keep saying it's cold. Like, you know, like Lorraine later on.
The extended discussion about the humidity.
The humidity.
That's coming in the future, but isn't there yet. That's how they, you know, make it clear that they needed to run in sweatsuits.
That's why they're there now, or else it would mess up their hair. Mm-hmm. and so they say that Blanche says to Dorothy that the Harlan twins are bringing them over to, where were they going on vacation?
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
On a cruise.
Mm-hmm. On a cruise to the Bahamas. And so that's why they got to get skinny. And so they sort of, they like measure themselves wearing like big sweaters, which I was like, okay, that's not a good, like
in
there's
folds. In the middle
folds.
Of the living room too.
Middle of the living room.
You're supposed to do it in the bathroom at night crying.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like completely naked and you just made yourself vomit. Yeah. And
or you were drunk enough to vomit, so that way you didn't even have to like get your nails dirty.
Right. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, bulimics. There's a tip for you from Hattie, right from the source.
Yeah, really.
If you guys take anything from this episode, it should be don't eat glass. And
if you're gonna barf, just
drink a lot.
Starve yourself first. Drink a ton of tequila, and then just vomit it all back up.
Yeah.
And it'll clear everything out.
Bulimiaholic.
Don't run your nails.
Yeah, don't ruin your nails. Plus the acid.
Or use a toothbrush. I saw that on Intervention.
Yeah.
There was this girl that used the end of her toothbrush.
But don't do that because, it depends, you know, kind of on like where you get your toothbrush from, like, and like also how you store it because you're basically just like shoving bonus bacteria back in your inflamed throat.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Because your toothbrush can be like filled with like fecal matter.
Yeah.
Also, maybe don't do anything that they do on Intervention.
Yeah.
Rule of thumb. You're going to live your life by one guideline. Don't do those things.
Yeah. Especially enable addicts. Okay. So Sophia's like taking off. She's like, there's like a horn outside. She's like, bye, bitches. I'm going to Epcot. And she's sort of like, she says she's going to go for like a hot day, probably a few hours. She's like
going to
come back right away.
She's going to play cards on the trip over there. And that's why I feel like she's seen too much. You know what I mean? She's been through too much. She knows something's coming.
She can't be impressed by the wonders of the world at Epcot because she's seen it all.
She's like a cow that knows a storm's coming. She's like, I know. Okay, I can sense black people coming and I got to go. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, because you know, if she was there the whole time, this would be a very different episode.
Yeah.
Because like just for the brief period that she's there, it's like, man, like... you're scary.
And then, so yeah, so she fucking, okay, so she takes off to Epcot, which I've never been to. It's just like different places around the world come into one. Is that what that is, Epcot?
Right? I've never been.
It's the shiny ball, right?
Yeah, it is, but I don't know what goes in there. Because my dad talks about it a lot, but like he never tells me what it is. He just talks about how he really wants to go there. Epcot, and I'm like, Dad,
Epcot,
I'm sorry.
Epcot. That's your dad.
It's supposed to be like Tomorrowland. It's supposed to be like, yeah, like very futuristic and like all the countries of the world. I've never been. I've heard they have good beer.
Well, yeah, because she mentioned technology for the year 2000.
Yeah.
Right. So I imagine flip phones or something.
Yeah, she's excited to see the droid or the Razor. Yeah.
And then the special, man, I bet she fucking had her top blown off by the red edition. The special, do you guys remember the Razor that was the red edition for AIDS relief? My mom had that one.
Oh, I don't remember.
Everyone at her work got that one. And I was like, well, that's really like a really weird, like specific phone. Like, did like
an AIDS phone?
That's also, yeah.
It's to call people to tell them they have AIDS.
It had like the red AIDS relief like logo on the back and everything.
AIDS logo? Their trademark logo.
I just remember like that was the only Razor that I was exposed to. And then like everyone at my middle school got them. I'm like, my mom has that phone, but your guys don't have the AIDS relief sticker on it.
Yeah, you guys need to get it with the AIDS phone. Come on, dumbasses. Also, 2000, like, Game Boy, the new Game Boy came out. Because I remember I got one around that time and I was playing Pokemon Red and Blue. And so I'll just reference Game Boys again. I don't care. I'll do it. and so then Michael's at the door. He knocks on the door. And it's her son. It's from season 2. From Our Life podcast. From you think you were here too.
Mm-hmm.
You were here, I remember. And so Michael's at the door and he looks really different. Before he was like this like jazz musician, kind of hipster, bearded dude. Was he bearded? Maybe not bearded.
I think he had like a 5 o'clock shadow or something. Shadow. Yeah, like he was kind of gruff.
Yeah.
You know?
If he didn't have a full beard, he had a spiritual beard.
A spiritual beard.
He's like, he doesn't shave
an
too
aura
often.
Of beard.
Mm-hmm. yeah. And so he's sort of changed because he's now ready to get married. And before he was a womanizer. Actually, before this, I'm sure you're not aware, but in the last episode, he fucked Rose's daughter. And they caught them fucking. And then they ended up together. And they left together. And so, like, what happened to that? Like,
it's never addressed. Yeah.
It's never addressed. Like Rose is not like, whoa, you were fucking my daughter. What happened to that shit? Like, you're just gonna, like, marry this black woman now? Like, Rose did not give a fuck.
I think Rose was pretty happy. She wasn't too happy that he was fucking her daughter. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I think she was just like, okay.
So maybe she's happy.
Good. You've moved on. Thank God. Mm-hmm. My daughter's not marrying a jazz saxophonist.
That is true. I forgot she was not
she
very
dodged, happy. She dodged a bullet there.
okay, so he comes in and he's like, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. Because there's a show here, my band's working here, and whatever, and so, and so I'm just here to visit you, but like, I'm secretly here to get married to a black woman. Like, it was kind of weird, you know? Yeah. Like I didn't no one ever calls the Golden Girls when they show up.
I'm not. Like, I'm not convinced that they have a working phone all the time. I don't.
They get a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The occasional letter.
Yeah. Wow.
We're coming.
Yeah, I know.
We're coming over in a week, and then they come that day.
Yeah. Yeah. There've been a few episodes. They've been like, "Yeah, we wrote you. Like, what do you want?
We sent you a telegram.
I thought real hard about you and communicating my message.
Oh man." So he's like, I got some shit to tell you, Mom, to Dorothy. And he's like, I'm getting married. And like, without even saying like that she's black, Dorothy's kind of like not happy about it. Did you notice
that? Yeah, she's immediately just like,
she's like put off. She's like, oh hell no, ain't nobody putting a ring on that. Like, this is my shit. This is my son.
Well, I think first of all, she's partially just like, this kid's coming to her house for surprise, so he's probably gonna ask for money.
Yeah.
And then so it's like, I need a dowry.
She's like, I have to pay for this shit, right? And when she says she's black, she's like, oh hell no, now I have to pay for all these, I have to care of these grandkids.
The way
I'm gonna have to care of
that she's black is very strange.
Yeah,
she's...
it's really, really weird. It's like him avoiding,
I have something to tell you.
Yeah,
she's black.
But he doesn't even say that. He says she's Lorraine, she's kind of black.
Kind of black. Yeah. Which leads into like a very racist.
She's like, well, you know, like saying you're kind of Spanish. You either are or you aren't. Rose says, I think Emilio Estevez says it wrong. She says it, Estevez is kind of Spanish. And then I'm like, Rose, I love you.
That's right. You can be kind of Spanish. And you can be kind of black.
Yeah, Rose
Call
is
me
right.
A mixed race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our president is kind of black.
He's kind of black.
He's also kind of white.
Yeah.
You know, best
He's kind of hot, too.
Mm.
He's kind of. He's not kind of. He's hot.
He's hot.
Yeah. Where's
I can't make a purring sound.
So yeah, Dorothy's eyes just roll so hard you can hear it.
Not only that, like one of her eyes like starts to droop a little bit, and it's like you're like, oh my gosh,
gonna die.
Yeah, she's got Bell's palsy now.
Yeah. Like, oh my god, that was an announcement.
Oh no.
Strokes be triggered
she
by
becomes
that, or do they just
Arnie Bunkle somehow in this, and because before she's not like any other episode, she's not racist, she stands up for minorities, she takes care of a Mexican kid at one point, like she's not racist until episode 23 of season 3.
I don't
it's
even
so
know
weird
that she's racist. Like, because it seems like it's just the fact that he announces it so weird. Mm-hmm. Like, she's kind of black, you know, like,
yeah,
like it's like almost like his problem too,
right?
Yeah
he kind of has an issue with
he
it
still
too.
Has some internalized racism that he needs to push through
to the lead singer of his band too, you know. Is like, yeah, she's kind of black,
right?
It's like, dude, you've been working with this woman presumably for years, like, get over it, you know.
Right. And what a fucking coincidence that she's also that her family's also in town. It seemed planned somehow.
Yep.
You know, like, we're gonna make it, like, we can't tell them about this blackness. We need to slam it in their face. You know, like,
we also have to, you know, sell some more tickets to our show that's coming up. We need all of our families to show up, please.
Yeah. Why don't you fly your mom and your aunts out?
It's a bringer jazz show.
You guys, you can't play unless you bring 5 people each. All right, you jazz guitarists can't play.
That's pretty much why comedians get engaged.
Yep.
Right. Just have like a wedding be like a show. You know, everyone's here. You know,
get it. It's a bringer wedding. If you don't bring a certain number of family members, you can't get married.
You can't get married.
No, your aunt Ruby died last week, so she couldn't make it. You can't get married. I'm sorry.
Bring her funeral.
There you go. That's great. We won't bury you. We'll just leave you out.
You're like, hey, dead person, you didn't bring enough people. You can't perform.
You still have to live.
Yeah.
Try open mic instead.
Yeah. He's really killing it, guys. Then Michael's like, I think he's mad at this point, and then he's like, well, we're gonna get married anyway, whatever. And then he goes into like some bedroom. I don't know whose bedroom. There's no extra bedroom. This has been an issue for the Golden Girls. There's no extra bedroom.
Mm-hmm. The concept of people coming to stay with them and then just like forcing them to deal with issues.
Right. Well, they just go into this hallway of like where they just disappear. I don't know what happened. And so he takes off.
Yeah, I think that anybody that comes to visit them just has to sleep with Blanche.
Pay your penance.
Yeah, so you have to sleep with Blanche. She's got a big bed.
Yeah. She's like, I got your guest bedroom right here.
I gotta keep my numbers up for the week.
That's why she has to wear blackface, so he can fuck her.
Was that Michael? You're only into black women? Well,
guess what?
Blackface, that's what. Here it is, right here in the episode.
Oh, man. And so then there was a joke where Dorothy tells Rose to do her Huxtables dance. When they get here, like the intro to the Bill Cosby show, mm-hmm. That was really awkward.
Even and Rose then, seemed like she thought it was awkward. And then in the middle of the
dance, she just passes out and Bill Cosby rapes her.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And so the next scene, it's in the kitchen. And I love this part where Rose is wearing some... Blanche is putting some shit on her face, holding up a mirror.
It's a hot towel.
It's a hot towel. Yeah. Okay.
Use it as like a steam treatment and gets your pores cleaned out.
I thought it was like she cut up a sweater and like...
No, so what you do is you get a towel warm and it's a lot like a steam treatment, but less chance of scalding your face. Mm-hmm. You get a towel. Basically, like you can just put it in a crock pot with some water in it, which is like the real gross way to do it. Yeah.
Or microwave. I've done it in a microwave.
Yeah. But
I've never done that.
I never microwaved the towel, sorry. I'm sure the Golden Girls would probably want to use a slow cooker, though. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, because, like, you know, it just.
That's yeah, just... or they just shove it up Blanche's cooter
and
warm it up that way.
And it would, you know.
She was in charge of beauty.
That's why it's a miracle beauty treatment.
If I had a deal with someone and I think Rose is getting the shitty end of the stick. Because she's in charge of fitness is the lamest. I'm sorry, people who are into fitness, but you're lame. I think fitness is lame.
You suck.
And so, anyway, that's my opinion. But yeah, and then Dorothy is standing behind Rose and they flip over, like, she flips over the mirror to show Rose how moist she is now, I guess. And so,
look how moist you are.
Look how moist you are.
You're beautiful.
Guys, I'm moist now.
I've never seen you this moist. Yeah. In all the years I've known you, I've never seen you as moist as you were that night.
Darling, you're so moist tonight.
You're so moist, don't ever change.
In a month, it'll be so humid. You won't need to do this. And she's like, what the fuck, I look so gross, and then it's like, oh, that's Dorothy
behind her.
And so I don't know why I do so much physical motions when it's a podcast. But yeah, I love that. And then like, then Rose has this question, like what does black people's dandruff look like?
Do black people get dandruff? What color is it? Is what she asks.
What color?
Explicitly.
Yeah.
What color is black people's dandruff? God,
it is white, straight down the middle. That's what it, apparently. Okay, so that was kind of weird. And so then there's a knock on the door. And this is the first time anyone picks someone up from the airport in the Golden Girls. They just show up. But Michael went and picked up Lorraine.
He didn't learn that from the Golden Girls.
Golden Girls, they just show up.
Yep.
Right? And so I don't know what Michael's doing. He's probably like, I don't know.
Getting the bags or parking or whatever.
But Lorraine's like, I'm gonna go in there quick. Like, I'm gonna go meet her first. Like,
with no contacts or being introduced or anything.
Right. Hello. Like, just opens the door. Like, is she just standing there?
Yeah, I didn't think it was locked.
Yeah.
I think
she just locked
it. And I was like, how do you even know which old lady is your fiance's mom?
Yeah.
Like,
you
don't know if they're all on the same page, that they, like, all of them know you're coming. It's all very sudden.
Because they didn't say, I mean, they said that they were coming, but not, I don't know if they said what day, or she was confused that they were all coming that day. But came the next day.
If their band was in town already, why did Michael have to go pick up Lorraine?
Oh, that's, man.
Yeah.
That is so what? Weird. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of...
So sketchy.
So sketchy.
So fucking sketchy.
Actually, I'm not too surprised they didn't have a gig.
Yeah,
yeah. Lorraine's just like,
I'll be there in a week. You guys can sing without me. I'll show up like later. But let's go to your mom's house first at night, like after you're done. Yeah, so that was really odd. And so... And then what was weirder is when Michael does show up and like Dorothy's apparently shocked that she's so older, and he just starts like making out with her on the doorway.
Yeah, just going like, into it.
And then like it was really like, why would you, even if they were both white or both, you know, black,
don't make out.
Like, as soon as... Isn't she beautiful?
Like, it's one thing, like, you know, after you do the introductions and, like, you know, your mom turns away and, like, you smile at each other and, like, squeeze each other's hands. But, like, you walk into the house and just start to kiss.
Just swap saliva.
Yeah, just right tongue in. Down your throat.
Oh, baby, we missed you these past four nights. The van was so low. We all missed tonguing you. Gotta tongue you now.
Yeah, you know they travel by van.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh man, that is the saddest band. Okay, most bands travel by van, I guess. Yeah. But
it's the best way to travel 80s. If you have a lot of people.
Yeah,
but you know, can't afford a bus.
And so yeah, and so then Lorraine is, I don't know, it, maybe the venue didn't put them up. But they have to stay there.
Both of them in bed with Blanche.
Yeah. We don't have a place. Maybe they just didn't. Maybe they're not even getting married. Like, they're just, they need a place to crash. I'm telling them I'm getting married to you. You can just stay here.
Yeah, we just really, really kind of strung out right now. And we just need a place to stay. We're also getting married.
We're also getting married.
But really, we just need Blanche's body to keep us warm because we're going through withdrawal.
You're like, dude, I know this bed. I fucked on this bed before because he has. Like, we can totally stay here.
It's Tempur-Pedic. It's going to be really nice for your back. It's going to realign it. It's going to be great.
And so, Lorraine. Okay, so then the other two Golden Girls, Blanche and Rose, sort of take Lorraine and they're like, we'll show you your room, which is doesn't exist, I don't know. And they take her and then
you're gonna sleep in the pantry.
Yeah, here, I'll show you the pantry. We have a special black room for you. It's called the pantry.
And so oh god
no.
Oh my god,
make sure coffee's ready at 8.
But wait, there's a plot twist about that coming up soon.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
There's a plot twist about that coming up soon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And so then Michael is arguing with Dorothy at this point, and it's a horror. He's a horrible actor. I don't like him at all. He's like,
I looked at his IMDb
Mom,
page.
How can you do this? I can't believe that you're not going to let us get married or you give us our blessing. Like, he's just so bland and. Punch him in the face. I just want to punch him in the face. And so, you looked up his IMDb.
He didn't do a lot of acting.
Yeah.
Not even when he was acting. He wasn't really, not even like as he was on screen. He wasn't really doing a lot of acting.
No, he just waved his hands. And voice audio came out of his mouth. That's how he acted. And so the next scene... Rose, okay, they're in the kitchen. Rose tells a story about how she knew two people whose parents didn't want them to get married. They turned out to be dogs because there were different races of dogs.
I think that was the highlight of the episode was when Rose dropped the term schnaumation. And no one was amused.
No one. Everyone. They wanted to shoot her in the face.
Everyone just looked so disappointed.
And then Lorraine, it's late at night. I have to say that. They're all in their like bed jackets and shit. And so then Lorraine comes in. She's like in her own bed jacket. She's like... I guess she didn't have dinner with them or nothing. She just stayed in that room. She's like, my dinner is Michael's dick. I'm done with it. I gotta come in here. Like, they fucked in Blanche's bed, I guess. I don't know where they're sleeping. And so she's like, oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. And then they leave her and Dorothy to talk, and Dorothy just does not want anything to do with this marriage. She even says, I look at you and all I see is how old you are and how young he is, and you're black, he's white, and I'm like, what the fuck?
So harsh.
Yeah, it's no tact on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Dorothy's out of control racist.
You just had that very lovely conversation about humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She even promised, she told him, she even said, like, I don't care as long as you're happy. You know, like, and it's just so awkward. So then she doesn't give her, she says, even you're my guest in my house, but you can't marry my son. I'm sorry. Fuck you. And so
you can stay in my house.
But you can stay in my house, right?
And you can fuck my son.
And I,
but don't you dare marry him.
And yet I don't care about you're not gonna get married, but yeah, I'm gonna dust for your mom and your aunts. I'm gonna make sure this place looks good for them, even though I don't care. Because the next scene they come in and they think she's the maid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what? And also, like, apparently Lorraine's family's wealthy.
Yeah.
Like, wealthy black people.
So she's, like, the black sheep, no pun intended, because she's, like, the musician, right?
Right, yeah. See, that was my thing. It was like, wow, but it's really cool that, like, Lorraine's, like, the boho artist.
Right.
And, like, her family still wants to, like, you know, come and meet the man she's going to marry, even though she's obviously straight off the beaten path of just, like, having maids, etc.
Right. So they're well-to-do. They're fancy looking, even though I thought some of their outfits were not fitted very well. I just think they just grabbed something of Dorothy's and put it on them.
Yeah, it seems like that to a degree for sure.
I thought they were supposed to seem like black Dorothy's, kind of like the mom is supposed to seem like
drapey.
Yeah, like they're both the same height.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
like, we need to pick an actress that's the height of Dorothy so we don't have to buy any clothes. What were you gonna say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, just in like the other, the two aunts that come, like, it didn't seem like they didn't get a lot of, you know, lines or anything like that. But to a certain degree, it's like all of them kind of mirrored the other Golden Girls that were there. Mm-hmm.
There could have been just one black woman, there could have been just Retta. The mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other two, Aunt Libby and Aunt Trudy, I wrote their names down, that's how I know, had only one line the whole time. Like, they really didn't have to be in this episode.
Were there lines enough to establish which ones they were? Like, did one of them, like, one of them had, like, some sort of sexual line, so she was the Blanche, so then the other one had to be Rose.
The other one just wanted more coffee.
Okay, yep. That's Rose. So
that's Rose.
Goddamn, that's Rose if I ever heard it.
I could really use another cup. And the other one's like, I don't know what you heard about black dick, but I'm glad it's true. That was her line.
back to the blackface, though.
Yeah, okay, so Red is like, what the fuck? This is important. He's white. You didn't tell me he's white. I don't care about him being, like, young. I can't believe he's of different color, you know, than ours. Yeah. And then there was this whole discussion about equality and how, like, there was a Soul Train reference at one point by Rose. like men are not all created equal. Have you seen Soul Train?
One white
There's always this white person in there not being able to jive like correctly.
And the blackface is continuing through this whole part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
They knew people were coming over.
Yeah.
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 And they just decided this is the time that we're just going to
do our face masks.
Yeah, our face masks in the common areas and just walk freely about the house.
Yeah. And like, if I would have not been shocked if somebody was wearing a mud face, because was that what you call it? Mud mask?
Yeah, mud mask.
Mud mask. I would be like, oh, that person's wearing a mud mask. They're not trying to be, if it was black, maybe, you know, but no, they overreacted, I think. Or I don't know. It was just weird. Okay. And so then Sophia comes in. I want to talk about this. Blanche is like, they're like, what do they have in common? Like, what does an older woman and a young man have in common? And Blanche is what is like, fucking straight up, like a woman's sexual peak is at 40, which I don't think she's 44. I think she's older. I thought she was like 50.
Yeah, I looked at her IMDb page too. And at the time of the episode, she was about like 49, 50, around
right.
there.
Right.
Yeah.
She's lying about her age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up. And I think Dorothy knew that.
Well, also, like, just in terms of, like, the band, like, she's, you know, 20, you know, 30 years older than him. Like, she's going to, like, if their band makes it big, they're not going to be able to tour on their bus for very long, you know?
For very long.
Yeah. So, like, that's, there's... He's basically marrying into money is what's happening.
That's what it seems like,
yeah,
right?
He's marrying into money. That's
what
he's doing.
And Dorothy Kent, he should have taken Dorothy aside and been like, Mom, they're fucking rich. Like, come on.
I'm going to be set for life. I'm never going to have to ask you for money again.
You have a white maid. Come on.
Mom, they're kind of rich.
They have multiple jackets. They wear them in one day.
They just change outfits in the middle of the afternoon because they can.
They change them with their emotions.
Right. This is my angsty sweater. This one's more regretful. I'm wearing my angsty sweater with my really sad pumps.
Yeah. One of them had like church gloves looking. Like she looked like she was going to church, like black church. No, I don't know. And so Sophia comes in and she's like as soon as she comes in, the whole crowd's like, oh, dang, she's going to say something racist.
Yeah, all of them just stop immediately.
Yeah, they're shocked. Yeah, and so she just makes a reference to, like, the happy good. What was it? The good?
Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Raisin in the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
She established a couple podcasts ago that it was a real estate play.
A real estate play. That's first and foremost.
It is. And
about buying a house.
And Puff Daddy is a really bad actor.
Did they do Puff Daddy and Raisin in the Sun later on?
He plays the raisin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, it's more of a metaphor than anything.
It's an actual raisin.
There was a raisin in Raisin in the Sun.
He wears a wrinkly grape costume.
You don't remember that part?
He does, yeah.
I don't remember that part of Raisin in the Sun.
You're a raisin.
It was like, yeah. It was
you're Bonita, a
dried grape. Yeah.
Bonita has a box of raisins. And she's like, I love raisins. I'm going to put them in the sun.
And she's like, Puff Daddy, how did you get
here? I have all these grapes. I have all these grapes.
I have all these grapes.
I need to make them raisins.
So weird. Also weird, Raisin the Sun, written by Lorraine Hansberry. Was that?
No.
What?
Mm.
Was this the Lorraine Hansberry?
No.
That wrote Raisin the Sun?
Absolutely.
Almost certainly, yes.
No. No.
She's like, I'm gonna get some white dick.
I no.
She's rich.
Yeah, okay.
They must be rich off the play.
Yeah,
right.
And Sophia recognized her because Sophia was really bitter that she wasn't cast in Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah,
decades prior,
as the raisin, also the white raisin.
You picked Puff Daddy instead.
She was a white grape. Raisin.
Yeah, and she's like, all I wanted was to be wine, but then I was just this raisin. And like, she could really
connect.
That's
why she went to Epcot to drink wine.
Yeah,
she lost out to John Stamos.
That's right, John Stamos.
And racist John Stamos.
You guys are watching a Raisin in the Sun I've never seen.
It was a made-for-TV Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah.
Really? With white?
Felicia Rossat?
Yeah.
Well, why is John Stamos in it? He's not. There was like one white character in the movie, in the show, in the play.
He was like the real estate agent.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a real estate developer.
He's the one that says, "Oh, you're a giant raisin. You can't.
You can't live in our neighborhood. You're a giant raisin."
Yeah, that really popular line. Yeah. That old chestnut from
the old chestnut.
John Stamos.
You can't buy this house. You're a big raisin.
They should have had like Danny DeVito play that character, because that character was supposed to be like this tiny fat Jewish guy. That's who he was in the original play.
I really want to see a musical version, just because I want to see the musical interpretation of "You can't buy this house. You're just a big raisin." It'd be a ballad.
But they got John Stamos to make racism more sexy.
Yeah. You got to make it more palatable if you can.
The song is, What happens to a dream deferred? Does it blow up in the sun? That's the poem, Raisin in the Sun by Langston Hughes. Anyway, I know a lot about Raisin in the Sun.
I'm glad that you sang it just now.
I usually sing at least once per podcast. I try to. With the next scene, they're on the... Dorsey's watching TV. She's watching... Judgment of what was it?
What's
Nuremberg?
It?
Nuremberg. Yeah. She's trying to forget about black people
by thinking about the Holocaust.
Yeah. Yep. So she's watching Nazi fucking trial, right? So Jews are different. Okay, that's what she's trying.
They're kind of white.
Oh man. Okay. And so. So then the black ladies come back. They're like knocking on the door.
It's the middle of the night.
They don't again. Can't stop, won't stop. These three black ladies.
They say we couldn't sleep, so we came over.
We couldn't sleep. We didn't take our. We didn't even change.
We changed our coats. That's it.
Yeah, we were just outside in the truck, and we couldn't sleep, so we decided to come back in.
They're probably in like a Bentley.
Yeah.
All of them with the seats leaned all the way back.
Okay. And so they're like, all right, so we need to talk about this because we both don't want this to happen. So racism, let's make it work together. And so and that was what happened in the 1930s. Everybody worked together to be racist in Germany. And so Dorothy's like, fuck yeah, let's do this. And so they go into the kitchen and they're all, there was a Ella reference that they,
they shoehorned that in there.
Yeah, they had to.
It was, do you all like cheesecake? And what did she say?
Yeah.
Can Ella's voice break glass? Which like, this is...
Glass ceilings.
Oh, look, it's the official black proverb of the episode.
Black proverbs. That's what you said.
Yeah. Also, don't eat that glass.
Don't eat glass, guys.
It's right there. Don't eat that glass. Red glass. Wax glass. If there is such a thing. Okay, and so then they're in the kitchen, and they're all eating cheesecake. Laughing it up, having a good time. There's some black dick jokes. Sophia's like, is it true? Is it true about black dudes? Do they have big dicks? She doesn't say it like that, but you know. And then Blanche is like, yeah. Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's done it.
Mm-hmm. I like that they bonded over black cocks.
Black cocks, coffee,
yes.
And cheesecake. That's all you need. That...
Black cocks, black coffee, and then cheesecake, store-bought.
Cheesecake. Yeah,
from the grocery store. Yeah. Nobody's perfect.
You don't have any blueberries or something you can add to
compote.
Yeah.
This is a pre-compote time.
Yeah. Give me some preserves or something, guys.
Yeah. And so, what I notice is the black hairdos of the 80s in this episode, the black hairdos in this episode, I don't think represented the 80s. They were just like, they didn't know what to do. Like, they didn't have a black hairdresser. They just shaped it.
Yeah, they're all white hairdos.
Yeah, they're very weird. Like, what were you going to say?
I don't think they hired a new, like, they didn't, consider their costumes. They didn't consider their hair. Mm-hmm. They're just like, go.
Yeah.
Yeah, just make it work.
Right. That's not how black ladies dress in the 80s. They were more fabulous and less dowdy. They look dowdy. Anyway, and so... Then Rose reveals that they went and got eloped, Michael and Lorraine. So they're gone. She put on her best blazer to go get married.
And so did he. their outfits are ugly.
Yeah.
She's wearing a white shell.
A white shell?
Yeah.
A camisole? Underneath the jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was not good to look at. Dorothy's like, I know exactly where this all-night church is. Because she's been there before many times. And so, I don't know why.
Wasn't there, the first season, there was, like, a whole bunch of marriages.
Yeah, there were. Three marriages, I think, in the first half of the first season.
They all happened in, 9:30 p.m. at this all-night chapel. Weird.
It's weird. And the funeral, I remember a funeral happened in that church, but then, like, the wedding sort of happened in the Golden Girls' living room for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, oh, just have it here. We have this big ranch-style
We always
space.
Have flowers. Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah,
flowers,
so
yeah, the Cosby Show is using the chapel today, so you're gonna have to do the wedding in your studio.
We're having a funeral bringer show. So they go to the church and they're asking, like, the janitor, have you seen us? Have you seen this old black lady or the skinny white kid, like, just being dicks to each other? Even though they just became friends, they're sort of enemies again. It was weird, like, that happened.
Yeah.
And then Michael and Lorraine come in because somehow they got there after they did.
They had to go home and put on their really ugly wedding outfits. Like, oh, we're going to elope? Let's look as gross as possible.
Yeah, no one's going to take pictures, so let's just put on this, like, this jacket made out of, like, upholstery. It looked like...
It's like they only packed 4 outfits, and, like, they wanted to wear these outfits, like, somewhere where no one would ever see them.
Right.
So they're like, well, we could just wear these when we elope, since, like, these are our ugly outfits for this trip. But, like, we have to wear them.
This is the only thing that's clean right now.
Yeah.
Right. And so... they decide to put on their ugliest clothes to get married. And so... And then they reveal that Lorraine is pregnant. Somehow, I forgot how they did it. Like,
they were basically like, well, if we get married and you don't without your blessing, then you won't be able to see us, and you won't be able to see our grandchild.
Right. Which they probably, like, she probably got pregnant, like, that night. They're like, okay,
in Blanche's bed.
Well, that's what Blanche's bed is good for.
Yeah,
Tempur-Pedic.
Mm-hmm. There's just a pool of jizz that she just laid
in and
sat on, it's like, and it just in.
It's like a Greek
slap it onto her insides.
I don't know. Yep, it's like a Greek bathhouse in there. It's just, there's just a trough of semen in the middle of the room.
It's like a cocoon.
What happens to a jizz deferred? Does it blow up in the sun?
Yes, it does.
Jizzing in the sun.
Let
me go on. Like, I'm jizzing in the sun. Shake hands, you know you're the
gonna get pregnant so I can have a marriage with a white dude. Lap that jizz into my poos.
I have a quick thing to say about Michael.
Okay.
I think he looks like a live action John Arbuckle.
He does.
Oh, that's great.
What I like about Lorraine too is they do the, like, something old, something new thing, and they're like collecting stuff. And when they get to the something new, she's like, Michael gave me this, and points to her belly, and I'm like,
no.
It's like, no, he put a baby in my tummy. That's what he did. It's like, no, dude,
that doesn't count. Yeah. You know, you're gonna have a horrible marriage because you didn't have those things. You cursed yourself because you thought a child was enough. Child's never enough, Lorraine. You should know by now.
A child's never enough. You ruined my music career with this child. What are they gonna do?
Yeah, like, are they gonna take the baby on tour?
Baby on tour, yeah. The baby's name Raisin. Hey, Raisin, come here.
The baby's got part of the band.
Come, put on your harmonica vest and tap dance, little Raisin baby.
That baby can really wail.
Yeah. He plays a mean tambourine.
I would name a child Raisin Baby. Like, to be honest.
Raisin Baby.
That's totally Raisin a fine baby. Name.
Raisin, get over here.
Raisin Baby. Maybe I'll just, like, start calling my cat that for no reason.
The grandma's going to take care of it. We know.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, she's not responsible.
No. Nope. Rain out on the road.
That's what they want the blessing for. They wanted babysitters.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And so then they're like, all right, well, I guess we're going to have to fucking agree to disagree. They say, like, we're going to do what mothers do, all through history, and just, like, pretend to be happy and complain about it the whole time. Very passive aggressively until both my and my children and my children's children's souls dies. Not exactly like that, but that's what they meant.
Effectively, yeah. And there's a huge laugh at that, and I'm just like,
oh, sad.
It's like, dude, that's a little too true, Gold Girls.
Yeah, it was a knowing laugh.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah. Then they're like, we should name it Roger because they know it's a boy. For some reason. No, Roger, what is a fruit? What do they call him? Like,
Do you want him to be a choreographer?
Yeah, Roger is a gay name in the 80s. I don't think Roger is gay at all. Roger's like a.
Are you thinking of Rogers and Hammerstein? Because those were lyricists.
They're pretty gay. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they were.
Those are last name
was
also.
Was Rogers and Hammerstein around back then?
I mean, like, they were around in like the late 30s.
Yeah.
30s? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were. Newer. Anyway, they're pervasive. Bad gay.
Oklahoma.
They wrote Oklahoma. Okay. All right. So Rogers is a gay name, I guess, in the 80s. But Lamar is not a gay name, I guess. That's what they were saying. Lamar, I don't know. What do you guys think about that name?
Well, what would the last name be? Lamar
Hansberry. Lamar Zbornak?
Lamar Zbornak. That sounds cool to me. That sounds like a cool dude.
Hey, Lamar Zbornak, put on your harmonica vest tap dance.
That sounds like Lamar Zbornak sounds like someone that Rocky would go against, but not like a top tier Russian boxer,
yeah.
But like a middle tier one,
like somewhere in the middle where he's like training. Yeah.
It's the like montage sparring scene.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they combine the two names to be?
Roger
Lamar. Rajmar.
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 Laraj.
Lajur.
AKA Baby Raisin.
I like Laraj a lot.
Yeah, but I also think that the grandparents that weren't on board with this marriage like 5 minutes ago.
Don't get to name the baby?
Yeah.
They don't get to name it. They were just like trying to ruin their lives. Hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what when the priest said, speak now forever, hold your peace. Like, what the fuck happened, you know?
We've been speaking.
Well, no, not the priest. Let's be honest. It wasn't the priest. It was the janitor.
Oh, janitor priest of the 80s.
Hey, man, you gotta keep costs low by, you know, doing a couple jobs.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Janitor priest was like the garage band version of Judas Priest.
He was like tisking. He was not on board for this multiracial wedding.
Nope.
He's like, nah.
He made eye contact with the camera and shook his head.
He was wiping the jizz falling out of Lorraine's butt as they're going into the chapel. All right, guys. I think we did it.
Is that how we're going to conclude?
That's how we're going to end it.
Is that how we're going to conclude?
With wiping jizz with a mop.
Well, I mean, it's easier to clean if you move it towards the center of the room. I mean,
And then you got to get the dustpan and just... That was my mopping jizz sound, for those of you at home. I also gestured a little.
It was... God. Yeah, you missed the gestures, listeners.
Imagine it. You'll be fine.
So we did it, guys. Yay! Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Yay! All right, so plugs. This comes out on February 24th. Oh. And what is coming up for you guys?
The next day.
February 25th.
We have Pep Rally Yesteryear, which is the best of show, seasons 1 and 2, from the variety show that me and Matt run.
Pep stands for
Phoenix Educational Programming.
And it's every Thursday night, usually. At Lawn Gnome.
Yeah, at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. But this time is a special event.
We needed a bigger venue. So we're having it at the Phoenix Center for the Arts, still at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yay.
So we have alcoholic beverages available, too.
What?
Yeah.
You can
sell those there?
They do.
It looks like a church. Well, it used to be a church.
I have no idea.
It looks like a church.
They're also a venue for Bird City Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
They also serve beer and wine.
Yay.
And we have some really great booked performers for Yesteryear, including Anthony DeZanino.
What?
Yeah, it's you.
Yay. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Yeah. And so any other shows you would like to promote that are coming up after people listen to the will listen to this?
Yeah, it's a big week that week for me, because the next day after that, on the 26th at Space 55, is the Store's Objection Friendship.
What?
Mm. Yep. So that's going to be at 10:30 p.m. $5, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yay, that's mm-hmm. always such a fun show.
You can find more information about both of these shows on Facebook on the Phoenix Educational Programming page.
Yes, indeed.
Fantastical. And do you guys have a internet presence you would like to inform our listeners about?
Yeah, I'm on all the social media stuff that I'm aware of, which is like three.
That you know exist.
That I know exist. At MT Stores, MT and STORRS. And you can also find me Matt Stores Humor Person or at StoresComedy.com.
And then me, Hattie Jean Hayes, I am at Queen Hattie Jean. That's Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, Hattie, H-A-T-T-I-E, Jean, J-E-A-N, on Twitter, Instagram. And then, like, I think that's how you find me on Facebook, is, like, if you type it, you know, the URL, like, the specific URL. Does anyone actually use that?
Facebook.com /...
Queen Hattie Jean. See, I'm Instagram, Twitter. I think I have a Tumblr, but like it's mostly Sailor Moon gifs.
Oh,
so like you're into that.
People want to see that.
Yeah, people want to see that.
I want to see that.
And then on Facebook, like friend me or whatever.
Yay! It does. Okay. And Genevieve, where are you gonna be after February 24th? And what shows you have covered?
Well, I am going to be in LA from March 10th through March 13th. So come see me. I'm going to be at the Mermaid Comedy Hour. It's an all-female comedy showcase at IO West.
Yay.
I think that's 8 o'clock on a Monday. So, and other shows coming up. If you run an LA show and you want me on your show.
Yeah. Me too. I'll be in LA.
And also, we have the Bird City Comedy Festival that's coming up. We just announced the lineup. Our headliners are going to be Dana Gould, Beth Stelling, and Emily Heller.
Whoa. Very nice.
Yeah. Fantastical. So
that's going to be April 8th through 10th, and tickets go on sale February 22nd at Ticketfly.
So come on down to Phoenix if you're not from here.
And basically, you can find me. I'm at Genevieve Rice on all the networks. And I'm not going to spell it for you. You have to want it.
Too bad. Yay. And I'm at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm going to be on the Pep Rally Show February 25th, yesteryear, at Phoenix Center for the Arts at 8 o'clock. And then I'll be at Lano March 3rd for that, the first Friday show. And I'll be in LA in and around Genevieve presence.
He'll be orbiting around
her, texting her, what are you doing?
In all caps.
What are you doing?
I'm at the Getty.
At the Getty.
Yeah. Sounds great.
I'm covered in spaghetti. There you go. And then I'm going to...
Cafe at the Getty.
Is that the cafe at the Getty?
It's really nice. You should go. You'll enjoy it. It's great.
Do they spell it? Like, do they have spaghetti on the menu, but they spell it spaghetti? Like.
Yeah. I haven't looked at that part of the menu. I basically just buy coffee and pastries.
Coffee and pastries.
Useless.
Oh, useless.
Useless to me.
And listen to Kanye West while looking at art. That's usually what I do.
Whoa. That's the best way to listen to... Kanye art. West. Listen
the best
to art.
Way to listen to art.
That's the way to listen
art.
To art.
Is way looking
it's
to
a
art.
Video. And, it's an art. Art. It's sound insulation.
And you eat art.
You can listen to art. I'll be February 16th at the Ice House in Pasadena doing a taping for Comedy Time, and so that's why I'm going out there. But I'm trying to book other shows while I'm out there. So if you're out there and you want me on your show or Genevieve, put us on. quick, we're desperate.
Yeah, don't eat glass and put us on your comedy shows in LA.
Yeah. And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter, and it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but wait, as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP, and also at TIFBAP on Instagram. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Sad Women for Lonely Man Network, facebook.com/ Thank You For Being A Podcast. You guys, the next episode is season 3, episode 24, and it's titled Mr. Terrific. For those of you that are following along, everyone have a beautiful day and or night. Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.